Good morning.
Good morning
and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. A warm welcome to those that are gathered here in our sanctuary. We are live streaming our service as well today. Welcome to those who are online tuning in with us. Boy, something big's happening here today, I think. Today's the Super Bowl, right? Each year I do kind of start the service with this question. How many Chiefs fans do we have here? Wow, not that many. I know the Stanleys are Chiefs fans. How many Eagles fans? Very few, just a few. All right, Joe, you're an Eagles fan? All right. How many are halftime fans? Halftime fans? Okay, the halftime fans win. Awesome. Isn't it funny when you do a survey at church? Oh, man, anything. The color of the carpet, like, should the tables be rectangular, you know, or should it be circular? You're going to get 50 different answers, right? There's one thing that we can agree on, I think, if we were to poll everyone here today, and that is the church about love? I think we'd all say yes. I hope so. Today we're going to be reminded of God's love for us and his forgiveness and in his openness to hear our prayers. But then we're going to be encouraged as well to love one another. And my message today is going to focus in on the gift of marriage. Something else is happening this week, I think on Tuesday. Do you know what that is? Kind of Valentine's Day. I don't usually talk about marriage, but I'm going to do it today in today's service. So I'm looking forward to that and pray it's a blessing for each one of us. Just some announcements to share before we do begin. I'm going to be away this week, Monday through Saturday, at something called Best Practices in Phoenix. If you have a need for pastoral assistance, you can contact one of our elders via email or phone call. I'd also highly recommend Pastor Larry Oliver, a good friend of the congregation, and Pastor Eric Bowman as well, pastor at Shepherd of the Valley. But I will be back next Saturday for sure, and I'll be back leading worship next Sunday. Just a note about this coming week. Secondly, there's something really important to pay attention to, and that is the season of Lent is right around the corner. We have devotions for each day as you journey through Lent. Dan's put those together. Man of Sorrows, People of Joy. Those devotions are out in the narthex. Those are available for you. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, February 22nd, and we're bringing back our soup suppers, which we haven't had for 3 or 4 years, so that's exciting. Soup supper will happen at 5, and worship will follow at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. The big thing is we need people to sign up to bring soup. You can't have soup supper without soup. So that sign up is out in the hallway of the narthex. There are a lot of blank spots. We want to fill that up in the week ahead and just plan on being here on those Wednesday nights for Lent. Awesome. Let's see here. The other thing to share is kind of a specific detail about our service today. We're not going to have a children's message, mainly just because we've got some other things happening in our service that I want to bring recognition to. The first is that we're going to do an installation of our officers for the 2023 year. That's going to happen right after the creed in the service. If you're an officer and you were voted in just last week in our congregational meeting, come on forward during that time in the service and we'll install you, and then just as important almost is to introduce you to the rest of the congregation. And then finally, at the end of the service, we have one of our ministry partners here in our worship service. That is Benton County CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship is what CEF stands for. Robin is representing them. We're thankful to have Robin with us. Nice to have you here. And so she's going to give us a ministry update on what's going on with CEF. Following that, then we're all invited to go into the fellowship hall for a potato bar, a fundraiser to support CEF and Love Inc. So kind of an exciting day. If you walk back there, I don't know if you had a chance, it smells really good. These are Sundays, it's really hard to concentrate. I'm telling you, my stomach's just like, oh man, I'm feeling already in the service. So excited for the potato bar just a little bit later.